Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Good morning, Cathy. I've just boiled the kettle if you want it.
No, I'm all right. I've got to go out.
What, at this time?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
But it's very early.
So?
Cathy, are you all right?
Yes, why?
Well, you seem a bit tense, that's all.
Oh, nothing's wrong, Penny. I'm just in a hurry. I'll see you later.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, thanks for getting those, Connie.
Oh, no problem. It was on my way.
Let's not mention it to Amy, okay? You know what she's like.
Well, she does have a point.
Look, I don't want to buy things and then find that they don't get used.
Well, it's better than that than running out.
Oh, don't you start.
No. It's up to you. But every week we run out of something, don't we?
No, it's not every week. It might be once a month.
No, it was tomatoes on Monday. Tuesday we didn't have enough lemons.
Amy, here you are. What did Millie say? That's if she managed to speak.
Oh, Mum, that's not funny. I'll tell you what was wrong.
Go on then, what was it?
She doesn't like the sponges.
The sponges?
Yeah, she says they're too thin and they don't last. She said it's just false economy buying all this cheap stuff.
She said what?
Mum, it's true. We buy these things at ridiculously low prices and it's all rubbish.
Oh, that's enough. Connie, open up, please. If we're going to go expensive, we'd better hope we get lots of customers.
Oh, Mum, calm down.
Well, honestly, a sponge is a sponge and as far as I'm concerned, the cheaper the better.
Ah, Debbie, here you are.
What is it, Jim? I've got to see a rep in a minute.
Ah, well, it's Michael. He's just phoned in sick.
Oh, well, he should have phoned me.
He did try.
Oh, okay. What's wrong with him?
He's got a dreadful cold.
Oh, you mean man flu?
No, he sounded awful.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? Oh, that's so annoying. I was hoping to go home early today.
Well, you still can.
And who's going to lock up?
I will. It won't be the first time.
No, it's my job. Did he say when he would be back?
No.
Okay, I'll text him.
Well, send him my best wishes.
Jim, send them yourself.
Amy, do we have any more gluten-free bread?
Oh, don't ask me. I've got no idea. You better ask Mum.
Where is she?
Isn't she in the kitchen?
No, I thought she was with you.
Where is she then?
Oh, I bet she's popped out for something.
Why? What have we run out of this time?
Oh, I don't know. But while she's there, she could buy some bread.
OK, I'll phone her.
Amy, why are you phoning me?
Well, where are you?
I'm out the back. If you must know, I'm checking the guttering. It's really bad now.
Well, Dad will do it.
I don't think we can wait for him.
OK, I'll come and have a look.
Before you go, what do you want?
I'll tell you in a minute.
Sorry, Debbie. There's a problem in the storeroom. Come and have a look.
What's happened?
Come and see.
Oh, what is that smell?
Look.
What is it?
It's compost. Someone has spread compost all over the floor.
Oh, that's revolting. How did they get in?
The back window was open.
Well, Michael should have checked that.
I know he should have. But remember, he wasn't feeling that good yesterday. He was probably in a rush to get home.
Well, we'll have to clear it up or the whole shop will smell. What about the main storeroom? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine. It's just this room.
Well, I suppose they didn't go there because of the cameras.
Isn't this window covered?
No, and that's why that window should always be locked.
Well, it wasn't, was it?
Well, obviously not. Look, I'll get Sid to clear it up.
He won't do it.
Oh, I'll get him a bottle or something.
That's bribery.
No, it's not. It's to say thank you.
Well, he won't do it.
Well, will you then?
No, it's not in my job description.
Well, I'll do it then. Someone's got to do it. Don't you people ever put yourselves out?
So then she said she'd do it. And you know what she said next?
No.
She said, don't you people ever put yourselves out?
You people? Who does she think she is? Why should we clear it up?
Exactly. I don't think anyone would clear it up for her. Do you know what? If Michael had asked me, I would have done it.
Same here, Jim. But I wouldn't do it for Debbie. Not in a million years.
Oh, Jill, you came.
Yes, I said I would. It's very busy, isn't it?
Yes, lunchtimes always are. So, have you seen the menu?
Yes, thanks.
So, what would you like?
A pot of tea for one, and is it all right just to have a cheese scone?
Yes, of course it is. That's if we have any. Helen, where are the cheese scones, please? There's none out the front.
Oh, they must have all gone then.
But I've got a customer who wants one.
Sorry, I should have made more. I'll make double the amount tomorrow.
Oh, great. Sorry, Jill. All the scones have gone.
Oh, never mind. Well, can I have a toasted tea cake then?
Yes. Well, I hope so. Have you finished, Jill?
That was all lovely, thanks.
I'm sorry about the tea cake.
Oh, don't worry. It was that woman's fault. She wasn't looking where she was going.
No, but if we'd had some more, I could have brought you another one.
Connie, don't worry. The sandwich was lovely. And to be honest, it was probably nicer than a boring old tea cake.
Well, you may be right. So, where are you off to now?
Oh, I've got to go to the pharmacist and get some cream, and then I'm going home.
Well, remember I'm swimming later.
With Jim?
Yes.
Well, don't let him drown.
No, of course I won't. Actually, he's much better now.
And are you going for a drink?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, do you want to join us?
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to intrude.
So that's Jill.
Yes. Why?
Oh, nothing. I just wonder what she looked like, that's all.
She's ever so nice.
She was Mike's wife, wasn't she?
That's right. But obviously there's no contact now.
I think it's sad when people split up.
Well, you should think yourself lucky your parents are still together.
Oh, it's you.
Hello, darling. How was your day?
Well, if you were here, you'd know.
Well, that's why I'm phoning. I want to make sure everything's all right.
Oh, really? So, what's this problem you've got?
Oh, the generator blew up.
Really?
Look, I'm sorry, Helen. Honestly, I am. Is everything all right?
Well, we're busy, if that's what you mean.
Well, that's good.
Yes, but the guttering's almost off.
Ah.
Yes, and seeing you're not here to do it, I'll have to get someone in.
That's a good idea. They'll do a far better job than I will.
Oh, yes, I'm sure they will.
Is Amy okay?
Yes, she's fine.
Good. Is she there?
Nope, she's not. You'll have to phone her mobile.
Oh, well, I'll leave you now, but I'll see you soon.
Can't wait. What, in 3 months' time?
Oh, Helen, it won't be that long.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye, darling. Love you lots.
This is the Vodafone voicemail service. Please leave a message after the tone. When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Amy, it's Mum. Don't be too late tonight, please, because I need to speak to you. I'm going to see your dad, and we need to organise cover for the cafe. Oh, and if you speak to your dad, don't tell him, okay? I want it to be a surprise.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.